T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Kayla and I were just having a funny conversation about this, and I know everybody it's like this right now. It's go time right now.
Yep,
it's like,
prepared.
Come on, man, let's go. Whether you're getting ready for, you know, for Thanksgiving and then subsequently the holidays, and hopefully you've got a little toy drive preparation in there as well. Hopefully. Because I really don't know how this one's going to turn out.
Yeah.
Every year, that's the fun of it for me. And I hope it's the fun of it for you. The 12-day, it really is a 12-day cliffhanger story of how is this thing going to end.
Yes.
That's really what it is. And so, Kayla, obviously, are you ready for your bachelorette party?
I feel ready. I think I'm waiting on 2 things to come from Amazon.
What?
But they're like little, they're for my like gift bags that I'm giving to the girls at
the
bachelor
best.
Party. And they're like little things. Like I'm getting these like this like ultimate tanning wipe stuff that I use that's fantastic. It's like the best bronzer. By the way, if you want it, message me on Instagram. I'll tell you what it is. Not going to give them a free plug. But just so you know, I will let you know. Anyway, I'm waiting on those to come in and then one like just some other little intricate stuff.
And if I know my Kayla, You have already packed a bag, and there is a spot left open for those little items.
I've already packed the items away.
Sure.
I will pull them back out because I wanted to make sure that it was all, like, sectioned off, I guess. Is that bad?
No, that's the same Kayla I was thinking of. That's exactly the same Kayla. In the meantime, over on my end of the world, oh, this was the funniest thing last night, too. My wife and I were walking again.
Oh,
and
good.
It's paying huge dividends. Thank
you guys
God.
Love to walk, though. So.
Well, it's because it's better than running.
And fair enough.
And so we're walking last night, and I don't know, somehow it came up, your bachelorette party, that you were leaving today.
Yes.
And my wife goes, oh, it's her bachelorette party. You know what I mean? Because you are the guest of many bachelorette parties.
Yeah, I am.
You were the queen of the bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then my wife goes, oh, it's her bachelorette party. And I said, yeah, it would make sense if she would just get married in February, like I keep trying to say. But it's April. Why? But the idea was you specifically wanted to go to a football game with your girls.
That's the reason that we're going. Literally the reason that we're going to Boston. And this month is because Florida State, my alma mater, is playing.
And these are all college friends, yeah?
No. 3 of them are from, 2 of them are from high school. Our third married into our high school friend. So okay. Residually became one of our best friends. One is from college. One is from my previous radio station I worked for.
Yeah, let me restate. These are all Florida girls.
All Florida girls, yep.
So then will there be an additional, I did want to use subsequent twice. excuse me. Will there be a Vegas girls bachelorette party to come?
I do not know. My friend Renee throws a pretty kick-ass bachelorette party, so I think I might do it with all my...
Because you have a lot of friends here.
I do, and one of my bridesmaids lives here, but she just couldn't make it to Boston this coming weekend. And so I think I'm going to plan like a special spa day for a bunch of us. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, but you shouldn't plan your own thing.
Well, I mean,
somebody else should be.
Well, she probably will end up planning,
let me do it. I'll
You're
plan
not
it.
Planning my bachelorette, my double bachelorette party.
I'm not going. I'm just planning.
But you don't know anything about a bachelorette party. You know bachelor parties.
You don't know what I know.
What do you know about a bachelorette party?
Stuff. I watch TV. Like everybody else, we watch movies and stuff, and we think we know things.
Yeah, right. That's how I know 99% of what I know.
I watch John Wick. I could fight off 15 guys. I know how to do it. Dude. And in the meantime, it's Mrs. America week in town.
Oh, it's crazy busy for you.
Yeah, and I've got all of that. And then the Roman main event basketball tournament, that's the one where UNLV is going to play Michigan tomorrow night. And so we've got that going on. Then Mrs. America on Saturday again. So there's a pageant tonight for Miss for America. And then basketball tomorrow. Then Mrs. America on Saturday all day. Then day number two of this tournament with UNLV and Michigan and Arizona and all that, and Wichita State. So day number two of that on Sunday. Then Monday, another tournament starts with UCLA and Gonzaga.
Oh, Lord.
That'll be in town. So I'm doing that Monday, Tuesday. Rebels on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Thursday, Duke versus Gonzaga Friday, Rebels and UCLA on Saturday. And then after that, toy drive.
So your wife's not going to see you for the next month. That's what you're saying.
She did seem happy, didn't she? She did seem rather relieved. Why? Yeah.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Hold up. She started doing this new thing with her hair yesterday where it's super curly. Mm. What the hell is going on here? Hey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Kayla and I were just giggling about, too. This is the fun part of what are we 15 days out from toy drive?
15.
Yeah, we're 15. No, today's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
We're 14 days out. 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now, it's toy drive.
My God, time.
Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Flyover Vegas. Locals get 30% off of Flyover, the ultimate flying ride. FlyoverLasVegas.com. So what's fun, though, is even after 23 years, and I know we talk about this and have talked about this for years, it feels like everybody knows.
Yeah.
You know, it's the one thing. I people go, hey, where do I know you from? Well, I do morning radio shows. I don't listen to radio. You know, people feel the need to tell you silly things like that. I don't look at people and go, well, where do you work? No, I don't go there either. I go to your competitor. But, you know, there's that. And then I go, well, you know, the Rebel games and, you know, I do a lot of events around town. I stay home. I never leave my house. You know, whatever. You know, whatever that is.
Good for you.
And then I'm the guy that lives on the thing and we raise toys for kids. That's you? I can't tell you how often that's the conversation.
Yeah.
And then, I just got this great email from Amy at Assured Partners that they're coming to Toy Drive and they're fired up about it.
That's so cool.
And they're collecting and they want to come down and they're like, you know, is there a specific time we should show up? No. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day.
Yeah.
The dirty little secret, I'll tell you, if you come down during the show, probably have a better chance of being on the air than not, but it's chaos.
Yes, it is.
And we can't promise anything. If you're looking for a quid pro quo, I'm going to give you toys and you're going to put me on the radio and I'm going to give a speech. No.
That's not how that goes.
But here's the thing, is that we try to show love to everybody who shows love. So we can't promise you, but I think we all know how this works.
And we like knowing what your motivation is, too. Like, we like talking to people and knowing, like, hey, like, how did you collect? Why did you collect?
Why'd you choose us? Yeah, that kind of thing. And that's great. And then, but it's just so fun that she's like, okay. So then, and then she says, we'd also love to take a picture with you. And it's, she doesn't realize, I don't come down.
No.
And you can't come up. And trust me, this company is all, literally, they don't even want my wife up there. They're worried about liability. They're worried about people falling off the thing. They're worried, which has never even come close. But they're worried about, you know, they're worried about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So I don't come down. You cannot come up. But there is a way we could take a picture. You'll just figure it out when you get there. But, you know, there's a lot of people.
Those
that are
my favorite photos, by the way.
And there's a lot of people like us that they want to have it all planned out. Because we're those people. I try to be very patient with all of this because that's how we are, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
As sometimes as frustrating as it'll get, because we get, I mean, you know, that email times 1,000.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes.
Yeah.
But we get it because we're the same people. We would do this. We would send this. And you would be so frustrated if they wouldn't give you back a straight answer.
Yeah, that is very true.
And I would be frustrated for you. Well, why can't they just tell you? Jeez, we're donating. I get it. I totally get it. Toy Drive starts in 2 weeks.
I know.
If you can believe that. We're 26 days from it being over. That's the craziest part to me. It's less than a month from now. Toy Drive is done.
Mm-hmm.
So get on the stick, everybody. Let's get this thing done. With that in mind, shoot, we might as well just segue quickly into horoscopes for Thursday, November 18th, as it all seems like it's all getting very chaotic right now.
Absolutely.
With a week till Thanksgiving and everything that's going on. We'll start with Leo. A loving, supportive letter or a call from a close friend could be just what the doctor ordered today. You may feel overworked and a little pessimistic about any plans you've made. Stop it.
Yes.
Great things are just about to happen. I say it all the time. The best is yet to come. Better days are ahead. And even if you're having great days now, there's better days ahead. And you never know. You just never know when they're coming. So, you know, and I've said this a lot lately. I just said it in a social post. And it really made sense. Head down, eyes up. Head down, going to work, eyes up, looking for the good thing.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Leo, your day's a 7.
Virgo, today you may come up with some attractive new ideas to advance your career and increase your income. The only question is whether or not you can follow through. Your day is an 8.
Libra, amazing day for you. Today you might experience a rush of spiritual insights when whatever comes to you seems clear and right. Oh, God, I love those days. It could inspire music, poetry, or painting. Libra, your day is a 10.
Scorpio, today you could receive some unexpected good news regarding the impending arrival of money that you've anticipated for a long time. Your day is a 10.
Pisces, strong psychic impressions about absent friends or family members may come to you today. All are apt to be positive, though you might find it disconcerting. If somebody pops in your head, reach out.
Amen. You should do that.
I'm a big believer in that. Even if it's just a, I got a buddy of mine who's in Nashville now. And we trade texts about every 2 weeks. Hey, man, miss you, love you. That's the text.
And that's all it takes, though.
And that's what we say, and it's the greatest thing. So, jump on that train. Your day is an 8, Pisces.
Aquarius, love, affection, and romance seem to be all around you. Strong unity with close friends, family members, and your romantic partner may well up throughout the day. Your day is a 9.
Kayla, working closely with someone might bring up some affection between you.
Oh.
It's already been there. It may or may not be a romantic attraction. It's not. But if it is, don't read too much into it now. The situation is creating the emotions.
Oh.
We're bonded through battle.
That's very true, yeah. Are.
Capricorn, your day's a 7.
Sagittarius, great day for you. A social event today could put you in contact with some old friends who mean a great deal to you. Just bask in the presence of cherished companions and listen to what others have to say. Your day is a 10.
I like it. Aries, you could feel a rush of exhilaration from today's experience before your skeptical side kicks in to say it's all just wishful thinking. A little skepticism is healthy, keeps you safe. But don't let it overpower your positive impression. Look for the good in things today. Aries, your day's a 7.
Taurus, your kindness and good manners could pay off today. Someone who respects you a great deal might offer you an opportunity to advance that increases your income. Yeah. Your day is a 9.
Gemini, love and romance are going marvelously well today. If you're attached, affection continues to grow between you and your partner. That's true. A strong sense of unity could lead to a firm commitment. I have no idea what that means, but okay. Gemini, your day's 10.
Cancer, you tend to be intellectually inclined. Today, you might put some of your knowledge to work in a creative way. Your intuition and imagination are working overtime. Your day is a 9.
I'm going to say this out loud because I have been awful about documenting cool stuff on social lately.
But you're not good about it. Lately.
Why? No, you know why? Because I show up and then I'm locked in and I'm working.
Which I appreciate, by the way, because you're focused and you want to do things the right way and you want to deliver the best product. But I would like to see it on social.
Oh, no. And I'm that girl where I hate that picture. I don't like that picture. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I don't, and then I go, ugh, this is going to take 15 minutes till I find a picture I like. So that's, but I'll try and do better today.
I've appreciated you regramming people though, like sharing things that people have tagged you in.
I have an amazing day. Hashtag be the 10. It's going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. Really is.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I'm not kidding. These are some really good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
And I realized I'm very, my heart is very full today.
Okay.
We haven't done this, and we won't have a chance to do this. Dirty Little Secret will be off next week. It may or may not sound like we're off, but we will be.
Yes.
So for the 177-second survey today, I want to talk about what you're truly thankful for later on today as part of that. And honestly, my heart has been full since when I said, oh, that's what we're doing. I can't wait for it. And so these stories have got me kind of on the edge right now. We talked about the people that were out... not the search and rescue guys, but the sheriff's guys that were out on the boats. Weren't they training or something like that? And then they saw a guy crash his plane and they were, oh, okay. And then they just went over and he was floating on the plane and they picked him up. Here's another one. Search and rescue team in Maryland shooting a training video on a river over the weekend. And some dude lost control of his car and drove into the river. And at first, some of the people were like, whoa, we're really going over the top with this. and no, it was legit.
As we were pulling the kayak back on shore and getting the thing set up for some other footage they wanted to get of the boat, a car ran right into the bay right there at the parks. I mean, his eyes were wide. As soon as I got in the water and I'm looking at him through his door window, he was just in a state of shock and unbelief that this had happened. Wasn't his time. It wasn't meant to go. So everything fell together.
They were right there.
Yeah.
Right place, right time. All the right people.
Feels perfect.
You know, because you don't have the noobs out there shooting the video. They don't get to be in the video.
Yeah.
It's all the good people.
Yeah, exactly.
That get to be in the training video. So pretty amazing. Guy in Missouri bought his mom a lottery ticket. It hit for $100,000. She's using some of the money to buy him a new truck.
Oh, good. I feel like you kind of owe him when that happens.
He won't get it until next year at this time, but still. It's nice. A dog in Tennessee named Gus. Gus the dog. Chased after a burglar and got a bullet in his head for his trouble.
Oh, no.
But Gus survived. Okay. Now the burglar is in jail, and Gus is the town hero. And a couple of weeks ago, everybody in the town, pretty much, it seemed like it, a whole bunch of neighbors got together to celebrate Gus's second birthday. Here is Gus's owner and his neighbors, and everybody's saying what a good boy he is.
You know, I heard the noise. You know, it crosses your mind for a second. Oh, man, that sounded like a gun. But who expects to hear gunshots in their backyard at 10:45 in the morning? He was shot in the head, but the vet staff said that it traveled through his ear canal and exited through his neck. And we just think, okay, this is a life worth celebrating.
He's a neighborhood hero.
He's a neighborhood hero.
Oh, my God.
He's just such a good boy.
Good boy, guys.
He's a good boy. And then this speaks to me a lot, if you must know. Guy in Arizona, his name's Jed. He played a little high school ball.
Okay.
Back in the 90s. He ordered a Letterman's jacket in 1994. His mom couldn't afford it, so they ordered it, but they couldn't pick it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So all of his buddies got one. He never did. It was a similar situation for me in school. It turns out the school ordered it, but they held on to it when he couldn't pay them. So, then nobody really knew what happened to it. And Jed's brother just found this jacket in a thrift store almost 30 years later. It's got Jed's name on it.
Oh, my
God. It's got Jed's jersey number on it. And so it's definitely his.
Yeah.
It's mint. It's never been worn. it still has the tag.
No way.
On it. Jed recalls it being something like $300. Yeah, and that made sense to me. $300 seemed like that was the number.
Yeah.
His brother snapped it up at the thrift store for $45. it's just amazing. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jed Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
One. 2 weeks till toy drive. Yeah, and it's on our brain today. I'm not gonna lie. This one always shows
there
up.
There we go. Year. Yeah, that
this
feels
one
good
always
too.
Shows up every year. Yeah, Jay Stu, what's up? Here's the cool thing. I know that that every day I will get at least. Well, unless you're gonna stay back here in the studio. Well, I know every day I'll get at least one coffee because if Kayla's on site, and we're still trying to work that out, but if Kayla's on site, then I get one in the morning when Kayla comes. Oh, shoot, I'll just take my Keurig. But then Jay Stu always shows up with coffee every day. And
that's
it's
true.
It's greatly appreciated. You fired up, buddy?
Don't you know it, man. You know what? The thermostat in my car says 49 degrees, so that feels kind of Christmassy,
yeah.
Holiday season-y. We're finally down there, although I'm not complaining about the amazing extended fall. Yeah, man, fired up. But I want to know about the trees. Do you have any info about the trees? You know, that's kind of my bag. Like, I need to know in advance so I can start planning on, you know, my spend.
He's talking about the Giving Tree Grove, and what happens is there's Christmas trees, and you buy the tree. It's $1,000, right? There's $500 worth of stuff on it.
So yeah.
$500 for the tree, and then $500 worth of stuff on it. Isn't that what it is? Is it $1,000?
No. It's even better than that. They've mostly been $500.
Yeah, I think they're $500. I think they're $500.
I don't know.
No, I think you're right. I think they're $500.
Yeah.
Here's what's funny. You would think after 23 years, and I would imagine the Giving Tree Grove has been around for 5 or 6.
Yeah.
You would think I would remember. Honestly, I black out for a lot of it because it's so crazy. And I'm fortunate to be one of those people that I focus on what's happening right now. And the rest of it's all just a blur. You know what I mean? There's certain things that'll stick out. And all that. Some people would say that's from the drinking, but I don't drink
maybe,
that much.
But yeah,
I don't drink that much. No, I really do. It's funny. I just don't, because it's not important.
Yeah.
When it's important, then it's important. So no, you're right, Jay Stu. It's $500. The trees are $500, and there's $500 worth of stuff on them. We talked about this yesterday, and I want to say there's 9 trees.
Oh, nice.
That are already confirmed. You're gonna buy 3 of them.
Easy. He does.
It's quite possible. I mean, I hate to wrap myself out, but it's the best value there is. And if you're going to hand your money over, you might as well get some in return. I mean, that's my strategy. So you're welcome, America.
Do you know what's really cool is they have an app too for that, so you can see what's on the trees to go on there and buy them.
You know,
so
it'll go live right when we start. You'll be standing there.
Yeah.
In fact, I guarantee Jay Still will be standing next to somebody from Help of Southern Nevada going, the app live yet? Yep. I just refreshed. It's not live yet. When's it going? When's it going to go live? And Jay Still will come in there And honestly, don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. He will come in there and try to snatch up all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it is the one thing, if you're a person who likes to get value for your donation. So the $500 goes on the cash and gift card board.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a tree. I don't think you get the actual tree. I think we stopped doing that because that was a nightmare. I don't think you get the tree. I just think you get everything that's on the tree.
Can I tell you my favorite memory? One of my favorite memories of Toy Drive is the very first year I was here. That's when we started the Giving Tree Grove. And Terry Fader always
comes
down.
That was your first year?
My very first year,
So that was 6 years ago?
6 years ago. This was my seven now, because this will be my seventh Toy Drive.
Love it.
Yeah. So, but Terry Fader came down, as he usually does. He is always on the ball. He always likes to give back to the community. And he came down, and he and his wife said, they're like, you know, we didn't get a Christmas tree yet this year, so we'll buy that one right there.
Yeah.
And they bought one of the trees to put up, which I thought was hilarious, because at the time you did get all the stuff on it, and he came down with a bunch of stuff. It was really funny.
Yeah, at the time we gave you the tree.
Yeah.
And then honestly, what became the nightmare of it was people would go, "What am I going to do with this?"
Yeah, thing? I don't need a tree.
I don't need a tree. And then we were buying trees every year, and that was a nightmare. Of course, they were trying to weasel them for free.
Yeah.
And then, it was ridiculous. But just know, there's going to be two Live Nation trees, so there'll be concert stuff on them. Jay Stu will either, I think he resells tickets off of those trees, which I'm sure is illegal somehow.
Sure.
Not true.
Well, yeah, you're not going to admit to it in front of everybody. It's admissible in court. What are you doing? You're not going to tell people, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I paid for my family's Christmas, and we got a trip to Acapulco last year.
Absolute true story, which kind of made me think of this, is so I bought the Sam's Cares tree, the Venetian tree, 2 years in a row, and since you mentioned COVID, because of COVID, we couldn't do anything last year, so this weekend, 3-day weekend, blowing it out, staycation, using the hotel stay, all the gift certificates. So now I'm fired up to get another one of those. So I hope that Sam's Cares.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Well, don't put pressure on people. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I know.
Now they're listening, like, because I don't know if there is or isn't. Here's what I know: there's two Live Nation trees, and there may be, and there's talk. It won't be a kissing booth, but there is someone who will be doing a holiday residency that is very interested in making an appearance at Toy Drive. I'll just put that out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We gotta go.
And love you guys. You're the best.
You have 23 seconds. What else did you want to say?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I'm gonna give you the choice because this, I think this is funny. Are you an extreme bathroom planner?
I don't know what that means.
Somebody who has to pee so much that you plan around it. That's my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not that extreme.
No.
How does she plan around
it? It's not that she goes so much, but she always wants to do it. Here's the thing. You know what they tell you the first rule of being safe is?
Yeah.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
Bad choice.
No, I thought you knew, and I was okay. I'm in. No, the first rule of being safe, have an escape plan. Always have, you know, always know where your exits are. So it's one of the first rules. It's kind of the same way. My wife always wants to know where the bathroom is, and she's smart. She's smart. You know why? She never gets caught. Never, ever, 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 ever. And if something does pop up, well, you know, the rest of us, we panic.
Yeah, it's true.
She walks into a store, you'll watch her. She scans it. She scans it like one of them, like an Army Ranger. You know what I mean? Like a Green Beret, like John Wick. She scans, second John Wick reference of the show. She scans the room like John Wick. You know what? She looks. There's the bathroom over there. She knows immediately.
It's really funny.
Sure. No, she's smart.
Oh, no, that's brilliant.
Because you know what's the worst thing? You're hanging out. You're going to go Christmas shopping. You've been buying stuff online, and now you're going to venture back out. You're going to get into Macy's, and you're going to have to pee, and you're not going to know where to go. My wife knows.
And you know what I find weirdly embarrassing is to ask where the bathroom is. I'm like, hey, like, where's your restroom?
All right, we're talking about this now.
Okay.
Do you ever avoid activities you enjoy because you're worried you'll have to go?
No.
When you go on road trips, do you plan your route to make sure you have access? It's one thing, gas and peeing.
Yeah. make sure you always go to the bathroom when you stop for gas.
Yeah, whether you have to or not.
Yep.
Just, you know what? Start the pump, go in, do your business.
You know, my fiance, when we were going to Tahoe one time, didn't want, when you stop in Tonopah, that's what you do, and you fill up for gas and everything. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, you're going to go to, I realize that you're a dude and this is not an issue for you, yeah, but you're going to the bathroom now.
Really? Do you really talk to him like that?
No, I just told him. I was like, because you're going to have to go to the bathroom. That's like, what is that, 500 miles to Tahoe? I don't know how long it is.
Do you really talk to him like he's six?
I don't talk to him like he's six.
You go in there and go.
I just told him he's going to want to go.
It's very funny. And you know what's awesome? Is that he knows that about you and he loves you.
He embraces
and he loves
it.
Yeah, and he loves you for it. He does. He loves you for it. He would go, if you didn't tell him, okay, let's just play out the same scenario. If you're in Tonopah and you're getting gas and you didn't go, buddy, and of course I'm going to make this extra snarky.
Of course.
Buddy, you get in there and go right now, young man.
And that is mom.
Like, you know, it sounds very motherly.
I'm sure it does.
But if you didn't say it, in the back of his head, he'd go, is Kayla mad at me? Because that's how we roll. That's how guys roll.
Wait, she didn't remind me this time.
Wait, why didn't you remind me? She didn't scold me for not going. I'm not being... Am I being punished?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you walk into a restaurant you've never been to, do you immediately check for where the bathroom is?
No.
See, that's what I'm telling you. Before you buy tickets to an event, do you know how close they are to a bathroom? No, but I will tell you this. There is... People go, oh, it's up in the nosebleeds, whatever, whatever. If you're at the top of a section, if you're at the top of, or if you're anywhere near that...
gate or entrance to that section.
The tunnel into there, those are the best seats.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the great... My buddy's got Golden Knights tickets, and they're down at the bottom, you know, of the top level, what is that, 200 level? And they're down at the bottom of that, which is fine. It's a great view and everything. Oh, God, it's a long way up those stairs. It's amazing.
When you got to go to the bathroom, there's no hiding in the urgency.
I see the people that are like three rows from the top, and I go, oh, I'm so jealous. Because, you know, and then no matter what, you're always going to wait in the line between periods.
Yeah.
Do you ever limit the amount you drink during the day because you think you might not have access?
Nope.
Now, the funny part of all of this is they actually did the people that they asked... We're men over 45 who have prostate issues, but I just thought it was fun.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Listen, I'm not trying to blow the surprise, but here's the deal. I said, so producer Maddie's on the phone, which Kayla's put on the screen as Mad Dog, who I also affectionately call Magdalena.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said, so I just picked up the phone, and I do this to friends. I'll just pick up the phone, and I go, what do you want? And she goes, just to tell you about these results. Went full Oprah on it. So my instinct, call me psychic. My instinct is that we've got good news. Maddie, you got your COVID test back?
I got my COVID test back, and they are negative.
Yay! Here's the funny thing. So, yeah, there was a meeting. Well, there's somebody in the building that people have to kind of go to meet with, and Maddie was in a room with him last week, and then they got sick over the weekend, and a couple other people also were in the same room with this dude. He's sick, but not super sick. They're treating, and I think he'll be fine.
Good.
But he's isolating, and because toy drive is in 2 weeks. And I've got a huge schedule through this weekend. And Kayla's going off on her bachelorette party. That was really the most important thing.
Yeah.
We didn't want Maddie around nobody. And the joke was that it didn't matter what this first test said anyway, that Kayla would make you get a second one. Okay, now how much truth is there to that?
That I made her do it?
No, that you would make her get a second one.
I didn't want to make her get a second one. I highly suggested it.
That's make.
That's not make. That's
make.
That's highly emphasize.
Highly emphasize. Emphasize. Highly suggest is make.
That's not. No, I disagree with that.
Okay, but if she showed up, if she went, no, screw you, Kayla, I'm not doing that. You would throw the biggest fit.
I would just tell her that she needs to stay out of my room. I would. I would be like, no.
Like you're a teenager.
Like,
get out of my room.
I'm feeling we're sisters.
Yeah. It's like you would be the little sister. Stay out of my room.
I honestly would probably wedge something in front of the door to make sure that you couldn't come in.
Well, I say that you should come in here tomorrow and lick all the door handles now because you
can't. No.
What do you care? You're going to be 3,000 miles away.
I care because you germs.
Stop. Don't worry about it. You don't get control over us anymore after today's show.
You made me sound like a dictator, like I would control you.
There are elements of control that each of us exert over our situation.
What is it, German or Russian or like what are they? Fur. What's
Fuhrer,
that?
The Fuhrer.
The Fuhrer.
That's what they used to call Hitler.
Oh God, was
are you,
it?
Are you tying yourself to that?
No, I take that
you
back.
You should probably stop
backsies.
Talking right now.
Takes his backsies hardcore.
You want us to address you as the Fuhrer?
No, I just felt that was I was being a little dictatorish.
I gotta be honest, Maddie, you might want to stay home. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
That's all right. She's leaving after today. You come in and have fun with me tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. So glad. And by the way, what car repair place did you go to for your COVID test? Because what place did you go to that does whatever it is they do and COVID testing? You know what I mean? Because this took like a month to get your... Yeah, you know, we make burritos and we do COVID testing. It's like, because this took
forever. First priority is the burritos.
Yeah, this took forever.
It felt like forever. It really did. I was checking my results every 30 minutes this morning. I'm like, I really can't. I'm like, it can't go on much longer.
And I get it. Like, it does take time to process or whatever. But like, when I got my COVID, when I do get my COVID test, they're back within, you know, less than 12 hours typically.
But without naming names, I mean, Avi, what kind of place did you go to?
I went to a pharmacy.
Oh, all right. Well, who knows? They're probably backlogged.
Yeah, probably.
A convenience store type pharmacy?
Yes. And I do know that the person who had contracted COVID, also it took them about 2.5 days to get their results as well.
Interesting. I bet they're back. I'll bet they're just
That's
back.
All it is. Yeah.
It takes a long time. And by the way, it's like anything else. You're waiting
for that
info. You're living and dying with every moment, every refresh. Please be there. Please be there. Please be there. Damn it. And it's not. And then, you know, and so then it feels like it takes forever.
Yeah.
And it's
you
really,
also started thinking that your information was like put in and incorrect. So then I was starting to think that maybe my email was incorrect or I like didn't sign up for the proper like alert because I'm like, there's no way I haven't received it yet. I was really starting to think I filled something out wrong.
Yeah. It's just the world we live in.
I got my results from my yesterday test. Still negative.
Nay, way to go.
Yeah, wait. So you're twice a week?
I'm twice a week. I did one on Monday, came back negative. Yesterday's test came back negative.
And you just do that just for your own personal...
Mm-hmm. Well, and this was very important, though, when I was going to Boston and being around my friends. I didn't want to give them COVID.
I get that.
Yeah.
No, I get
but
that.
But I still get tested twice a week.
No, and good for you. You're responsible. You're a responsible person.
It's overkill, and I recognize that, but I do handle a lot of money and have a lot of interactions at my other job with people, so I want to keep everyone as safe as possible.
It is also the most Kayla thing that has ever Kayla'd,
is
you getting COVID tested twice a week, really for no reason other than just to do it. But honestly, you are a shining example.
Probably not. Some medical professionals probably wanting why are you doing this to us? You're the reason we're backlogged.
Yeah, but better to have overkill than no kill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
if I didn't have a job outside of here that didn't require me to have human interaction with a lot of people, I don't know if I would do it that often. I'd still get tested.
Let's just let that sink in for a second. Yes, you would. Maddie, we're glad you're good. We'll see you tomorrow then.
I will see you tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
Enjoy your trip, Kayla.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Actually, you know what? I need you back here. Can we talk to you in like 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Coolio. Yeah, my boy Garrett just said, when a woman says highly suggest, equals make. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's outside confirmation.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's time to pick your prize. Our contestants today for the 177-second survey is who?
Ben Buckles from Hendertucky.
Big Ben Buckle. You got to do it. You got to be Big Ben Buckles. Are you a big dude?
Yes, 6'6".
Big Ben Buckles. I love it. And you know what? I know some people, when they get saddled with a nickname like that, you know, sometimes it's not great. I'll bet you love it.
Oh, I get it all the time.
Of course. And why wouldn't you? No, that's fantastic. Well, and proudly from Hendertucky.
Yes, he said Hendertucky, I'd like to point out.
No, my man.
Big Ben Buckles words.
Amen.
I lived in Hendertucky for 44 years.
Hell yeah. Went to basic high school, didn't you?
Native, yes. Basic high school.
God, I love Ben. I love Ben so much. which prize are you picking? Do you want the giving spaces? Living spaces. Sorry, I'm in toy drive mode. Wait a minute. Let me reset here. No, do you want the Living Spaces gift card, or would you like the 4 tickets to fly over Las Vegas?
Let's do flyover.
Yeah, let's.
It's going to be such a great experience. You're going to love it.
And especially since Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Flyover Las Vegas, locals get 30% off at Flyover, the ultimate flying ride. Fly Over Vegas, but their website is flyoverlasvegas.com.
Okay.
All right. Your 177-second survey starts now. They asked a bunch of people what they thought the worst part of the holidays was.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the worst part of the holidays is?
I would say the shady relatives.
Okay, that's the best answer.
Fantastic.
How are your relatives shady?
I don't know. I got 6 siblings.
Oh, so I got you. Yep.
Just go down the list.
Kayla, what's the worst part of the holidays?
I will say it is gift wrapping, but specifically because you have to do gift wrapping on the down low. Like when I get gifts, I worry constantly when I pick up gifts and try to wrap them that somebody's going to walk through the door and watch me wrapping their gift. And there's only 2 of us in my household, but for some reason I feel like that's going to happen. So I worry about people walking in on me.
Did you see this? Did you see the story?
I did see this. I did.
Okay,
yes.
So you agree with it. The reason I was shocked that Kayla also said what most people said, that the worst part of the holiday season is wrapping gifts.
But my reasoning behind it is different than that. Like,
no,
a lot of people don't
you.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need to spend the whole time on that. But
what do you think it is?
No, it's that. Mostly because I suck at it. That's just all. I'm just not good at it. My wife is really good at it.
Yeah.
I am really not.
Yeah.
And never have been. I think there was one Christmas that I was pretty good at. And I can wrap like a box.
Yeah.
You know, I'm good with that.
The oddly shaped ones that.
You know what part of it is too? I'm not patient. I can be.
Yeah.
But not with that kind of junk. Stuff, crap, SF. No, yeah, I just didn't know. In fact, I'm getting anxious talking about it. Would you, Big Ben? How do you feel about an all sides, no turkey Thanksgiving? Would you be okay with that?
Yes.
No.
Kayla shakes her head so hard she might not be able to get on a plane tonight.
I think I got whiplash from how hard I was shaking my head there. No, I need turkey. I need turkey on Thanksgiving.
I mean, all right. Okay. It's all right.
I need turkey for the gravy. Oh. You know what I mean? We need turkey so we can make gravy. But
I need the gravy for the potatoes.
Yeah. Don't do it.
The mystery voice chimes in with, don't do it.
We want sides. We want sides.
No. They want turkey.
Oh, okay.
Who is that?
This is Kinley.
Hi, Kinley.
Say hi, Kinley.
Hi.
3 out of 4 people said they'd be cool. Hi, Kinley. 3 out of 4 people said they'd be cool with an all-sides Thanksgiving. Honestly, out of all of it, turkey's, I care the least.
Yeah.
Really? I like turkey. I'm fine with it.
Mm.
But I would be fine with an all-sides Thanksgiving. Really quick before we get done, Ben, besides Kinley, what are you most thankful for right now? If I ask you, what pops into your head? What are you most thankful for?
That I woke up today.
Amen, brother. God, I love Ben.
Big Ben. God, I love Big Ben.
That's what I am thankful for.
God, I love Big Ben. All right, hang on 1 second. Kayla, and here's the reason why I ask it now. Kayla's going off for her bachelorette party, And we're not going to see each other again until Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We're certainly not going to do this
again
together until Thanksgiving. And I realized, oh, man, if I don't ask now, we won't ask. So what are you most thankful for?
Probably my fiance.
Solid answer.
Super generic, but I know that's, yeah.
Yeah, so Maddie, you can't say May now because you're a big copier. Producer Maddie, who is virus-free, speaking of COVID, and disease-free as well. Mm. We had her test for other things. disease and virus-free.
Congratulations.
Besides that, Producer Maddie, besides being disease and virus-free, what are you most thankful for?
I'm most thankful for you guys in this job, honestly. This is, as we know, my dream position. So just to be out here, I couldn't be any more thankful for this experience that I'm going through.
You really should have aimed higher. But you know what? Honest again, we're very thankful for you as well. And I'm not lying. I'm on a roll right now.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of cool stuff happening.
The
one thing that I can tell you is just if it is going good, remember that. Remember what it feels like. Bottle it and chase it and stay after it. Because you know what? Just the same way that the bad times don't last, because I was about at my lowest point that I've been in a long time. Up until what? Shoot, Kaylee, you know, a month ago?
Yeah, probably. 2 months ago.
And then you never know. You take one more time. Like literally, all of a sudden, overnight, it changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed. And I was probably at my lowest point, and I was pretty sure this was going to be the last toy drive for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was it. And you know, and there were a lot of other things that I was like, I'm done. And and you never ever know.
Keep swinging.
We talked about that a lot. Just keep swinging. Head down, eyes up. So thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Man, you can just feel it too. 2 weeks until toy drive. I'll already be up on the scaffold.
Oh, that's right. In 2 weeks from right now.
Yeah, usually we do it about 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
7:30, whatever.
Yeah.
What time's Mayor coming?
9.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll already be up there by then.
Exactly.
No, I was thinking we would have the mayor do her thing and then I would go. But it's
I could reach back out, but they...
No.
He made it sound like she said it's a previous engagement before coming out, so...
Joseph, I can't remember, and I apologize if I'm getting this wrong. Is this the first year for you guys?
No, this will be the second year. We didn't do it last year because of the pandemic.
Right.
But we did it the year before last, and we do it out at Sunset Park.
You know what? I remember now. Mm-hmm. I remember. Because you guys still have a Pokemon Go thing working.
Yes, a huge one.
And I think I said the same thing before. I was like, really?
Yep.
You're like, yeah. Exactly. You were like, yeah, dummy. We got how many people are in your group?
We actually have two groups that are both called Sunset Squad Las Vegas and one Sunset Squad Las Vegas Henderson. In all, it's about almost 5,000.
Wow. My God.
Of all the numbers that you might have had in your head when I asked that question, Kayla, was 5,000 even close?
I was like, they got to have a couple hundred, you know what I mean? That are like the hardcore, like I'm part of the group people, you know what I mean?
I just followed you back on Twitter.
So, awesome.
Pokemon Go community in Las Vegas, Henderson, based out of Sunset Park. Come join us for all your community days. And don't forget about the raffles and vendors. This is insane.
That is so cool, by the way. Very cool.
I have FOMO right now. I feel like I am missing out.
You are.
I might be. Do you have to dress up?
It's all about the community, too, man. It's all about the community. That's what we're all about, is bringing everyone together. Same with the toy drive. We wait for this every year to come up. And we really want to do this for the community, for the kids. And you make it that much better, guys. Yeah, especially, you know, Chet, of course. You know, you've been with it. It's 23 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. It's about bringing everyone together, for the community, whether it's for the kids, for the adults, for people with mental illness, you name it. That's what we're there for. We're there just to bring everyone together and do the right thing.
So I have a question. How does this exactly work?
Hang on. I don't know if you saw. I made the head nod to you like I needed to address something.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how he slid by. He slid by my question. And very skillfully, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
Adroitly, even. Slid by my question. I'm going to ask it again. Do you have to dress up, Joseph?
No, you do not. Okay, good. I dress up for Toy Drive. I dress up as Santa Claus.
Right, but I mean, as far as this whole Pokemon Go thing. No, the whole Pokemon Go thing. Do you dress up?
No. No.
Okay.
I mean,
not at all.
Do people?
You can.
I feel like I would see like someone in a Charizard costume or something like that.
I can see Kayla in the onesie. Coming out in a onesie.
I was gonna say
like
in a little
Pikachu or something.
Yeah, little Pikachu onesie. Chase me.
I
see what's going on here.
I was so jealous when we had Town Scary that somebody had a giant Pokemon blow up costume, and I was like, I need that costume.
I'll bet this is a dirty little secret right here. How much out of those 5,000 people, how many people do you think are hooking up? I'll bet this is a massive hookup thing because you've got stuff in common. Nobody else gets you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have a shared experience.
You know how many stories I have, Chet, of people meeting because of Pokemon Go and getting married?
I have no doubt.
He has four stories.
I'm pretty sure beyond that, too. I'm pretty sure beyond just getting married, a lot of the hookup.
Oh, no. I'm almost sure of it. You share a particular kink.
just so you know, Pokemon Go is about to drop with Ed Sheeran also. Ed Sheeran is about to drop a song with Pokemon Go, and they're going to have a little video and all that.
You don't have to convince me. You're legit.
Yeah.
You don't have to convince me, brother.
I just didn't realize it was that big. So I have a question about the event. So you guys just have one, it's a concentrated event one time, and everyone brings a toy. Is that what you guys do?
Yes, this year it's a little different because the year before last, it ran during Toy Drive. This year it's running before Toy Drive, and our next community day isn't until after Toy Drive. So we have to do it a little bit before. We're also going to be doing some stuff downtown at the Nerd where we're going to be putting a bin out for people to donate the toys. So we're going to keep going on beyond this. But for Pokemon Go, it's going to be this one day.
When's your event?
This Sunday, November 21st, Sunday, it runs from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and we're out at Sunset Park. We make Google Maps, where our little setup and everything is on Google Maps, actually.
Hilarious.
So come out and hook up with the Charizard.
Yes.
Why not? Bring a toy.
We make custom stickers, too. We got some Las Vegas Aces Chimchar. We got some Charmander Raiders. So we're doing it up. We have some custom stickers made
up. All I understood was stickers, Aces, Raiders. That's all I understood. I don't want that. All right, brother. We got to run. You're the best, man.
You guys are great.
Thank you guys. How fun is this?
I know.
How fun is this? Okay, I'm ready for Toy Drive now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I can't believe how we can be... How we can be in such a good mood. How we can be happy. How we can be celebratory. In fact, you should cancel your bachelorette party.
Oh, sure.
Cancel your wedding. Push it off. Yeah, seriously. How can you think of love at a time like this? When Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have broken up.
Oh, no.
You didn't hear?
I did, but...
Nothing? You don't care?
I don't really care. Honestly, I didn't think that they were going to stay. I wanted them to stay together because I thought they were cute. I didn't really think that they would stay together. In fact, I was shocked they would stay together. They stayed together as long as they did.
You know my theory on the whole thing.
I know your theory.
And?
I don't agree with it.
I don't care what you agree with.
I'm just saying.
It just felt like a thing to say. Are you going to tell him or not?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell. I don't want to be wrong then, so you tell him.
No, what do you think? What's my theory?
I think that you think that Shawn Mendes bats for the other team.
I think that this was a relationship that was set up for publicity.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was a bit shocked that I thought Shawn Mendes was gay.
Yeah.
I just did. Just my gaydar went off. Then it went on long enough that I went, huh? Now again, I don't care. I don't care, but don't, before you get all judgmental on me, like you never. You know what I mean? Hey, guys. That's my favorite. Everything starts with, hey, guys. Now, even written statements. A joint statement on their Instagram stories. Hey, guys. We've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and will continue to be best friends.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Camila wants to actually make out with somebody in public.
Their makeout videos will forever be funny to me, though. And they're like, y'all say we kiss weird. And then they did the thing. It was hilarious.
Did they really? Did people say they kissed weird?
Yeah, people were giving them grief and said that.
You doubt my theory on Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello?
I've just never thought of that at all. So I know. Yeah, I doubt it.
My theory was I was surprised. And if you know anything about me, I don't care what you do in your personal life. My theory is that, I was really surprised. I always thought Shawn Mendes was gay, and sadly, there's still people find that to be to stay closeted, to be a good marketing plan, which I don't, boy, I'll tell you, in 2021,
I don't know if that's true.
I almost think it's, you know, people have faked straight for so long. I think it's time for people to start faking gay. You know what I mean? Honestly, Maddie's giggling in the background. And Maddie is called to back my play, which is why, of course, she's on the air. If she wasn't backing me, I wouldn't put her on. I'm joking. No, I would have this discussion. So our producer, Maddie, who is gay, and you were just saying that this is a fairly common theory.
Yes. Like, I probably had this conversation once every 2 weeks with my best friend, Patrick, but I didn't this morning when we saw the news this morning, I didn't want to be the one to bring that to light because I'm thinking that's just us. That's just us in the way that we talk and whatever. I'm not going to be the one to be like, oh, I have a theory that Shawn Mendes is gay. But instead, with you saying it, I'm like, no, I got to be here. I got to tell him, no, I don't think that theory's far off. We're right there with you.
Pow. See, you talk about Shawn Mendes and whether he's gay or not every 2 weeks. How does that come up? Or does it start out with, huh, still together, huh? And again,
a little bit of that and a little bit that Patrick just has the hots for him. So.
Now we're getting somewhere.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Okay, now imagine you're in a meeting and somebody says, hey, I got to take this. My dog is calling. Researchers in Scotland and Finland teamed up to create a prototype device called a dog phone that lets your dog initiate a video call with you. Knowing what you know now, are you interested?
No.
Okay. They put a sensor. Is there anything I can say that would convince you?
Probably not.
Okay. I sensed that. These people put a sensor in a dog toy. So anytime it would shake the toy in its mouth, you get a call. There's a screen that the dog could see you on and a camera so you could see them. We're giving dogs way too much credit.
Oh, yeah.
Way too much credit. A researcher at the University of Glasgow came up with the idea, tested it out with her 10-year-old black lab, Zach. For 3 months, she showed him how to use it, left him alone with it every few days, and he did call her a handful of times. Yes, I said it that way. A handful. I didn't mean to. It just came out. She's still not sure if he really knew what he was doing, but she got several calls where it seemed like he did.
Oh.
He'd approach the screen and show her his toys.
Yeah.
And then she would talk to him through the speaker. Now, he also made a few calls by mistake while he was sleeping with the toy, basically doggy butt dialing her. but by the end of the study, there were certain times of the day that she expected him to call, but he did not. So, and this was my question. She was sad, like her dog had ghosted her. That's what I was going to say. If you had this thing and then your dog didn't call, are you so crazy enough that you would think that the dog doesn't love you?
If that was a circumstance, yes, probably. But like my dog would probably call us all day long because she's just that that dog. Like, it wouldn't, like, she wouldn't process to her that, like, I gotta call mom now. You know what I mean? Like, she would know. She'd just be
she
like,
would shake the toy to shake the toy.
Exactly.
You know what I think they have to do with that is they have to make it so the dog has to, like, place the toy in a thing.
Go and place the toy in a... I know, but
place
then
the
she...
toy in the
she
basket.
My dog would probably do it when I'm home. That's the problem, is, like, once you train her one thing, she's like...
Off.
It's so good. Like, I'll keep doing it. It's, yeah.
Right, but then they would know you were... I mean, if this thing were to really work.
Yeah.
But I think if you're getting the dog to shake the thing, then...
I'm out on this whole thing.
The whole idea is to address the problem of separation anxiety now that we're not working from home so much. There are already video chat features that you can access, but if they want to let dogs be active, stop it. Enough. They want to let dogs be active users of technology and call if they miss you or feel anxious during the day. We are... you know what? I'm just not going to say anymore because I'm sure I'm going to get myself in trouble.
No, but you know what? My parents are these people. My parents send the dog when they're like busy on certain days to doggy daycare. And then part of doggy daycare is they send you videos of the dog.
Yes.
During the day. Like,
that's for you, not for them.
I know.
That's for you, not for the dog. The dog, oh, yeah, the dog has separation anxiety. I mean, maybe. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just,
yep.
I don't know. I just don't know. Hey, let's do a $250 gift card to Living Spaces. Save big on over 100 in-stock collections during the Living Spaces Black Friday event. We go to the one in Boca Park just to walk around.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is big. We just like to go look at stuff. Don't miss the best deals of the year only at Living Spaces. Now, you know the problem with that, though, because I'm good with just going and looking. My wife thinks we might be buying. She's good with the looking, but the looking turns into buying.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Just the more you know before we go. Everything's been really good today. Today's been fun. What do you have to do, Kayla Jo Walker? What do you still have left to do to get ready to go on your trip? Her bachelorette party is this weekend. She leaves tonight.
Yes. Not much. Just little things here and there. Sending emails, catching up with people before I power down for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to, right?
Yes. Well, we'll see. You know that I have a hard time.
Me.
Well, I will do my best.
No, promise me.
I promise you I will do my best.
You know, if you need bail money, witnesses eliminated.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You call your boy.
Mm-hmm.
You need backup in any way.
That's appreciated.
I have Boston people. Two. I have Boston people. But they know people, so that's good. How many people do you need in Boston?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have just hordes of people in every city.
I wouldn't think so.
No, of course not. The shortest commercial flight in the world is in Scotland. It goes between two islands in Orkney, Scotland. Flight time, roughly 90 seconds. Why?
Why? Don't know.
It feels like zipline would be a good option. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, one of them, what do they call them? Gondola, the cable car things. Like at the ski resorts. Do that.
Yes, right?
Do that. And do it a number of times during the day.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem cost effective.
It does not seem cost effective at all.
Nor does stringing up a gondola.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, or what about a good old-fashioned or how about a like rope swing? I don't know. This seems like a lot. The average person, this is why we're in such good shape, Kayla. The average person burns about 0.19 calories a minute when they're laughing a lot.
Hey!
That comes out to about 17 calories during a standard 90-minute comedy movie or 23 calories during one full and complete Chet Buchanan show.
Congratulations.
Probably not that much, sadly. The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the world. Kayla, go. The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the... Hang on.
Heineken.
Hang on. No, people love Heineken.
Oh.
The beer that gets the worst... Here, I can do this. The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the world is Natty Light. What beer gets the second worst rating in the world?
O'Doul's.
Natty Ice.
Oh.
Which I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. There's people like, hey, I like Natty Light. No, you don't.
It doesn't get your
You
ideas.
Can afford Natty Light.
Mm-hmm.
The tallest building in Vermont, believe it or not, is an 11. It's an 11-story apartment building in Burlington that is only 124 feet tall, and that is the tallest building in Vermont.
Really?
There must be some rules. They're granola-y there. You know what I mean? They're,
yeah, like super, you can't go over certain. Yeah. I get that. I would get that.
Super granola-y. My dad taught me something when I was very young, and he blew my wife's mind when he told her. I don't remember which one of us told her about it. But you can always tell what the building codes are like in a particular town.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the signs that they have out in front of businesses. If they allow big, elaborate signs, they'll allow big, elaborate buildings. If they don't allow, if they allow short, plain signs, they're pain in the ass to get along with. Depending on your viewpoint, but if you're a business owner type,
I got you.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for this? You'll never forget it once you hear it. Some of the raptor sound effects in Jurassic Park were created from audio samples of them big old tortoises.
Okay.
Doing it.
Funny, because Jurassic World's been playing a lot lately, so I'm going to listen to that and go, oh,
they took
no.
the sample and manipulated it.
Yeah, but still.
And that's the raptor sound effects from Jurassic Park.
So I
probably used them the same in Jurassic World.
Probably.
With them big old tortoises doing it.
That's funny.
Yep. And that truly is the, I mean, honestly, don't you feel smarter now?
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Hang on, we have half a second. So these are pretty good. Last night, Jimmy Fallon did If I Had $1 Trillion. Hashtag If I Had $1 Trillion tweets.
Okay.
They're pretty good. They were separated, just so you know, they were separated by a shoo. And that annoys me. So I took them out. So if it seems a little abrupt, it's on purpose. Anyway, it's good.
If I had $1 trillion, I would have Jeff Bezos personally deliver my Amazon purchases.
Oh, yeah.
He should do that.
If I had $1 trillion, I would buy a rodeo. Then I'd buy another one just so I could say, this isn't my first rodeo.
I'd do that.
If I had $1 trillion, I'd buy every house in the cul-de-sac for my whole family and then move to Hawaii.
Here's the... See, that could have been for each of them. I didn't need to.
No, Dad didn't need it.
I tried to get Maddie to call so that she could say goodbye to you for bachelorette party weekend.
It's fine.
Wish you happy Thanksgiving. She can't be bothered right now.
She's hard at work.
Honestly, in my head, she's pooping.
I'm sure she loves hearing that. She's both listening at home right now going, dang it, Chet, why you got to call me
Does
out
Does she
like
not
that?
Do that?
Well, I mean, still, like, you don't want to visualize
Kim Jong-il?
That.
We talked about that the other day. Back when Kim Jong-il was alive, his official biography said that that he didn't poop ever. And that, because he didn't need to, because he was, you know, him. And then that he played golf one time, and he got a score of 18. Because everything was all in one. There you are. Why'd you put that on hold?
Because it was still ringing.
Leave me alone. I picked it up. You put it on hold. Leave me alone, Kate.
Okay.
Let me do stuff. Were you pooping?
No, I wasn't pooping. My phone was right next to me, but I don't have my ringer on. So I just looked down because it blinked and I went, oh my God.
I wouldn't.
I turned down my Alexa.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. So before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
Why did the night surrender?
Oh, hang on, because we're all playing. Maddie, you ready? What's
I'm
the
ready.
Kayla, what's the score? It's like 1-0 because we've thrown out like 3 of your jokes.
Yeah, because you didn't deem them worthy. Okay.
Feels Maddie like- threw one of them out. She did. She texted me and said throw it out.
I did throw one out.
You guys don't get to throw out my jokes. Like, that's just rude. Like, those are my jokes.
Well, you're not going to throw out your jokes.
Exactly. That's the reason I tell them.
Why are you being so possessive?
You're being rude to my jokes.
Your jokes suck. Sometimes. Not always.
You're really going to like this one.
But if there was no way in hell that anybody would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say yesterday? Why we're the one house, it ain't other house. What, I don't know why I'm doing that voice. That's disrespectful. but the one house and the other house, and it was a long distance. No.
That was adorable. That was a cute joke. I got a laugh from 2 people via text message.
I don't know.
Justified.
I got 2 people. I know in my heart I'm funny. All right.
So why did the knight surrender once all his limbs were cut off?
Why did the knight surrender? 15 seconds. Why did the knight surrender once all his limbs were cut off? Hang on. I know. Does he have a leg to stand on?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Because he was disarmed?
Yeah. And defeated.
And defeated. Yay! Yay! It'll be more fun when you're actually back in studio, Maddie. It just will.
Oh, I can't wait.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.